IVF, or in vitro fertilization, is a delicate and complicated process, one that many people are trying to understand after a ruling from the Alabama Supreme Court. That ruling, that frozen embryos are considered, quote, extra-uterine children under state law, prompted some fertility clinics in Alabama to pause IVF treatments. And even though the state attorney general's office said today it has, quote, no intention of prosecuting families or providers based on that ruling, this is not the end of the story. Joining us now to discuss the science of IVF is NPR health correspondent Maria Godoy. Hey, Maria.
Hi.
Okay, so can you just first briefly explain what is involved in IVF?
Yeah, so each IVF cycle is a multi-step process. It involves stimulating the ovaries, retrieving eggs, and then fertilizing them outside the body. And then those resulting embryos are grown in the lab until they reach a certain stage of development. And at that point, the embryo can be transferred into a woman's uterus or it can be frozen for use later. And sometimes both things happen. One
Right.
embryo is transferred into a uterus and extra embryos are frozen.
That's right. And this court ruling in Alabama involved frozen embryos, right?
It was brought by couples who had sought IVF and had frozen embryos that were destroyed in an accident at a clinic in Mobile. The court ruled that those frozen embryos are protected under Alabama's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act. So these parents can sue the clinic where these embryos were destroyed. And legal and reproductive medicine experts say this could have huge implications for how IVF is practiced in the state.
Okay, and how so?
Well, at least three clinics in Alabama have already said they're pausing IVF treatment in the wake of the ruling. Now, we don't know yet if this assurance from the attorney general might make them open back up. Dr. Eve Feinberg is a reproductive medicine specialist at Northwestern University in Chicago. She says one of the big concerns that this ruling treats every embryo as a person under the law, but the fact is it's quite common for embryos not to make it, and that can happen at every stage of this process. Mm-hmm. Here's Dr. Feinberg.
And so if you are now calling a fertilized egg a child and you are ascribing state protection to that fertilized egg, by definition, 45% of all embryos grown in the laboratory, quote unquote, die, and the charge of wrongful death can now be applied. And who wants to assume that risk?
You know, she says the ruling raises the legal risks for IVF doctors exponentially. Here she is again.
And I will tell you, as a reproductive specialist, that idea is terrifying.
You know, she says as much as she loves what she does, she wouldn't feel comfortable performing IVF in Alabama given this ruling.
I get that. I mean, this ruling, it was about frozen embryos. So are there ways to receive IVF treatment that don't involve embryos that are frozen?
Well, yes, a patient can have the embryos transferred right away. That's known as a fresh IVF cycle. But the issue here is that frozen embryos have really revolutionized IVF and made it much more likely that people will be successful in having a healthy pregnancy. It's made it safer for women, and it's also helped lower the cost. Stimulating the ovaries and retrieving eggs is probably the most expensive and uncomfortable part of this whole process. So if you can reduce the number of times you have to do that, it makes IVF more affordable. And, you know, a cycle can cost anywhere from $12,000 to $24,000, and that's not even including the cost of medications.
That's a lot of money. So what are the options for people in Alabama who have frozen embryos stored there right now?
Well, in theory, they could ship them to another state. It costs about $800, but the University of Alabama at Birmingham has told IVF patients that shipping companies are also pausing in the state. Those companies are also assessing their risks. Hmm.
That is NPR's Maria Godoy. Thank you so much, Maria.
My pleasure.
Mexico City is on the brink of a huge water crisis, and it is not just due to climate change.
This unsustainable water management accentuates the severity of the water situation in the city.
So what is being done to fix it? Find out Monday on All Things Considered. You can listen on your radio, your mobile device, or by asking your smart speaker to play NPR or your local station.